Spent much time discussing the minug Yisrael of Chodesh Elul, which is to recite LeDavid twice a day. But in fact, the Mechaber begins with a different minug. As we know, the minug that the Mechaber quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is Noagim Lakum Bashmores Lomar Slichos Tisachanunim Mirosh Chodesh Elul Ve'elech. The minug was, at the time, still minug for many groups in Klal Yisrael, to recite Slichos and Tachanunim from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul Ve'elach Ad Yom HaKippurim, and we know we don't begin till much closer to Rosh Hashanah. However, the Ramah comments with also a very well-known minug, which we have begun already to practice this year, and that is Minug B'nei Ashkenaz Einokein. We don't recite Slichos from the beginning of Elul, Elo mirosh chodesh ve'eloch maschilin litkoa achar tfila shachris. After already starting with Rosh Chodesh Elul, we begin tekiyas shofar. V'yesh mekomo shetokim gamkein arvis. And there are those places that don't only blow shofar for after shachris, they also blow the shofar arvis. From the lashon, from the language of the Ramah, would seem to indicate that in lieu of reciting slichos, we blow the shofar. It's an interesting lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't say we don't recite slichos, and we have another minug, and that minug is to blow the shofar. The Ramah sounds like we don't recite slichos, but instead of reciting slichos, Elo, what do? In place of reciting slichos, what we do is blow the shofar, which is interesting. How is blowing the shofar in lieu of slichos? Lichora, you would assume, it's two totally separate minhagim. One is slichos v'tachanunim. I'm asking the Rabbanu Shalom for forgiveness. I'm beginning my tshuva process. I'm coming in front of the Rabbanu Shalom for that kapara. And the other is, wake up. Remember that it's a time for tshuva. The Chora, two totally different ideas. Yet the Ramah seems to indicate that Tkiyas Shofar has an element of tefillah over here, an element of slichos. But in fact, it's much stronger the question than that. Because not only is Tkiyas Shofar, presumably, in the context of Chodesh El, not only is Tkiyas Shofar not a tefillah, but l'chora it is reminder to do tshuva, tshuva, uru yushenim mishenaschem, as the Rambam quotes, but l'chora the Tkiyas Shofar during Chodesh Elul has nothing to do with any of that. Because if we take a look at the tour who brings this minug of blowing shofar during the Chodesh Elul, brings it from, as we mentioned last week, brings it from a Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar. And the Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar says, what is in fact the makor? What is the source? What is the reason for blowing shofar during Elul? And he doesn't quote the Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar, doesn't quote Uri Yushenim Mishinaschem. He doesn't quote that the shofar wakes you up. He doesn't quote that the shofar is like slichas. Rather, the Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar brings a different source, a well-known source. Tanya says the tour, quoting the Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar, Tanya v'pirkei Rabbi Elazar b'chrosh chodesh Elul. On the first day of Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, the Rebbeinu Shalom turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al alei alai, come up to me once again, after the Chet HaEgel, after you've already received kapara on behalf of Klal Yisrael, come up for the Luchos Shnias. Alei alai ha'hara. She'oz ola lekabel luchos achronos. On that day, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to receive the luchos shnios. Ve'heviru shofar b'machane. Says the Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar, something which is not clear from the Psukim. On that day, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to receive the luchos shnios, who remain there for the remainder of Elul and until Yom HaKippurim, when he comes down with the luchos shnios. But on that day that he goes up, they blew shofar b'machane. Heviru shofar b'machane. Moshe ola lahar. Why did they blow shofar on the day that Moshe went up the har? Says the Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar. Very simple. Shelo yitu od achar avodah zarah. This somehow was supposed to be a tikkun to remind them, don't let the same thing happen. The first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, you miscalculated, and therefore you thought he wasn't coming back. That led to the Chet HaEgel. We're blowing shofar now to remind us not to fall prey to the same mistake. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu niz'ala ba'osa shofar. And with that shofar, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was raised up, so to speak. He went up to meet Moshe Rabbeinu. Ola lokim b'sruah. And that's what David HaMelech means in Tehillim, when he says, Allah lokim bisruah. Lochain says the Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar, Hiskinu chazal sheyu token birosh chodesh Elul. Therefore, Chazal or Mesaken, to commemorate that original takana, to blow shofar on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, in order to ensure that Klal Yisrael doesn't make the same mistake that they made the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and that takiyah shofar was in fact on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Therefore, they were Mesaken a takana l'dorei dorei, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that you're going to blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. V'chol shana v'shana. V'chol ha-chodesh, says the tour. Now the tour speaking, adding on. Not only because of that, because of the tkiyah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael at that time. V'chol ha-chodesh kidei lehazir Yisrael sheyasu tshuva. After all, we're blowing the shofar also for another reason, says the Torah. The pasuk tells us, "In mitaka shofar be'ir." If you blow a shofar in the city, so who's not going to begin to tremble? So we have to wake everyone up. We have to remind them to do tshuva. Ukedela arvi vesa satan, and to be ma'ariv the satan, to confuse the satan. Maybe he'll think it's already Rosh Hashanah. V'chein noagim be'ashkenaz litkoa b'chol boker ve'erev achar ha'tfila. And that's the minog in Germany, in the places of Ashkenaz. We blow it every day, every morning and evening. That was the minog, to blow the shofar until after Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Beis Yosef over here.
Until Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Ask the Beis Yosef an interesting question. Beis Yosef says and comes and says, why does the tour need to say another reason? The tour already told us the reason. What's the reason for blowing shofar? The reason for blowing shofar is because they did that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. What do you have to come and tell me? There's a pasuk to remind you about the din coming, and that's what's going to make people do tshuva. It's very simple why we blow the shofar. The answer is because that's what Klal Yisrael did that year on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Ask the Beis Yosef. Why is the tour bringing many reasons? Kedela arivasa satan, and in mitaka shofar be'ir. What do you mean? We already have a reason. Moshe Rabbeinu went up, they blew shofar. V'lama le'sula suye raya. Why does he have to go looking for other reasons? So it seems that the answer to this would presumably be very simple. You take a look at many of the Achronim, and they say, very simply, it's obvious why we need to bring another raya. Because whereas there are many Rishonim that quote this raya from the people in the Midbar, from the Dor HaMidbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, many Rishonim quote it, and therefore, since they blew shofar that year in Rosh Chodesh Elul, therefore, Klal Yisrael that were misakim for the Dorei Doris, that we're going to blow the shofar for the remainder of Chodesh Elul. The Rakeach writes like that, other Rishonim write like that as well. But if you're medayik, if you're careful with the Lashon of the Tur doesn't say any such thing. The Tur says, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul? We blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul because that year when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, they were misakin to blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And that takana was to blow shofar l'dorei doreis l'olam v'od on Rosh Chodesh Elul. But how do we know that you're supposed to blow shofar for the remainder of Elul? How do we know we're supposed to blow shofar for the balance of Elul all the way up until Erev Rosh Hashanah? That it doesn't say. That the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar didn't say. That they didn't do that year when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. They only blew the shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul. So we'll blow the shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul. How do I know anything about blowing it for the balance of Elul? So therefore the Torah has to come and say, that's a separate reason. That's to remind you about tshuva. That is, in Yitaka shofar ve'ir, Milo Yechrad, who's not going to be afraid? So it comes out according to the Torah. If one thinks about it, there are really two separate minhagei Yisrael going on. We assume we begin blowing shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that continues all the way through until Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's not the case, says the Torah. There are two separate takanas. There's the takana of Rosh Chodesh Elul. That takana is to commemorate Moshe Rabbeinu going up. That's one takana. Remember that Moshe Rabbeinu went up and Klal Yisrael blew the shofar in order not to be chote. That's one takana. Why are we continuing to blow? They didn't do that in the Midbar. Why do we continue to blow through the balance of Elul? Nothing to do with the Midbar. A separate takana to remind us that Rosh Hashanah is coming. A separate takana like the Lashon of the Rambam, the famous Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says, Halacha Dalet, So the Rambam says the shofar is to blow, make you wake up. That's true for the remainder of Elul. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, we're blowing shofar for a different reason, to commemorate that that year they blew shofar in order to remember not to fall prey to the same mistake. Within this one minhag Yisrael, which we normally take for granted, there are two totally separate ideas. One idea which we're very familiar with, Uru Yishena Mishenazchem, Ha'am Lo Yechara, if you blow a shofar in a city, who's not going to be afraid? It's time to tremble, Rosh Hashanah is coming. But that's only half the story. What's the other half of the story? That they blew shofar in the time of the Midbar when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Now that needs something which still needs analysis. We're blowing shofar now because we want to remember that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up a second time, they blew shofar. Now, why did they blow shofar? Why did they blow shofar when Moshe Rabbeinu went up? So the Pirkei Avot Rabbah Elazar says they blew shofar to remember not to fall. What does a shofar have to do with remembering? Remember, don't fall prey to Avodah Zarah once again like you fell prey. What does a shofar have to do with that? Shofar is to wake you up. What does that have to do with it? I want to remember not to make it the same chet as before. What does it have to do with Aseres HaDibros? The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, they blew the shofar to remember that I don't want to fall prey to the same mistake as before.
The second reason, I'm lo yecharodu. Over there, it helped them.
So clearly over here, there's two separate things going on. We have the case of wake up, it's time to do tshuva. But the shofar accomplishes something else as well. There they had already done tshuva. At the time of when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, their tshuva was already accepted. They already received kapara, they already took care of the chet. And after the tshuva, they're going and blowing shofar. What's the purpose of that shofar? That shofar is something entirely different. That shofar is something there where they're coming to remind themselves, don't fall prey to the same chet. It's not a shofar of tshuva, it's a shofar of taking action to remember, I'm in the same situation as I was before, I'm not going to be over the same chet. A totally separate separate shofar. So if you analyze it that way, if you understand it that way, so our minhag is something hard to understand. What are we doing? We blow a shofar that was really a post-tshuva shofar. This blowing of the shofar is something which happened after the process of tshuva, and now we go back into the process of tshuva. It's out of order. Why are we blowing the shofar that Klal Yisrael blew after the chet, after they are ready to kabul their tshuva, after they have gone through the entire tshuva process? That's how we begin the month. Then we go into the shofar of Uru Uru Sheif Mishenaschem. It doesn't make any sense. L'chora, we need the tshuva first. We need the tshuva of the shofar first, the Uru Uru. And then and only then could you have a tshuva of, you could have a shofar of post-tshuva. L'chora, what the Minhag Yisrael is based on is a very important idea which you see in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. Many of the Bali Musar discuss this. And that is that the way the tshuva process has to begin is by looking forward. A person can't begin the tshuva process by trying to fix every mistake in history. If he looks back in his history and he says, you know what, I'm going to be chozer b'tshuva, I'm going to go back, I'm going to be a new person. It's a daunting task. It's very easy for the Yetzer Hara to come and make you be miyayish. How am I going to rectify this? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't look behind you. You want to begin tshuva, there's only one way of beginning tshuva. Pretend that you are born today. Nothing of the past makes any difference. You were born today, and the future is in your hands. That's the only way to begin tshuva, as if you have a clean slate. Once you already are on the road, and you are on the road of starting a new derech, now, and you're in a different place, now you can begin to look back and begin tshuva. That's the mahalach of Rabbeinu Yonah. Not all Rishonim seem to agree with this. Rabbeinu Yonah's mahalach is that tshuva has to begin not looking backwards. You'll never get there. Tshuva has to begin looking forward. As if you never did anything wrong, now I have to go on a new mahalach. L'chora, that's what the Minhag Yisrael is saying. Minhag Yisrael is saying, we come Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we blow the shofar. Which shofar is this? Not the shofar of waking up. Not the shofar of Uru Yishena Mishenaschem. No, this is the shofar to remind us of the post-tshuva. that Klal Yisrael's tshuva was accepted. They were like new people. It was a shofar that we don't have to do tshuva anymore. We already was accepted. We have a clean slate. Then once we realize that tshuva could be mekubal, once we realize that tshuva is successful, once we see that there is a tshuva which has been accomplished in our history, and we had a clean slate and it could work, so then we could go back and begin the tshuva process the rest of the month by blowing the shofar. That is the shofar of Uru Yishein and Mishen Nasser.